This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're continuing talking about the COVID-19 coronavirus. We probably will be for, unfortunately, a long time to come, although I wish it were over already, but that's just me anyway. One of the things that we haven't had much of a chance to talk about, especially since you heard live on WGIL over the weekend, the governor more or less ordering bars and restaurants and other places like that to shut down, is how those bars and restaurants are going to handle it. Because, you know, regardless of how you feel about things like having an adult beverage or two every now and then, there are local businesses in our community that I think might have just got sucker punched in a small way over the weekend. One of those is Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar here in downtown Galesburg, and Michelle Kim owns that and is here to talk with us tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I guess I'll ask you the first question. How are you doing?
I am doing all right. It's been a busy couple of days and a lot of problem-solving mode.
Yeah, I can only do so much problem-solving before somebody needs to solve my problems, I think.
I hear that. I wish I had someone.
I'll get you some numbers later. take me back to maybe the weekend, I guess. I imagine this had been probably something you had been thinking about before even the announcement was made, was that how you were going to, you know, maybe handle some things, how you were going to stay open, how much business you might practically have, that sort of thing, even before a complete shutdown was ordered, right?
Absolutely. Last week, I addressed all of our staff and just said that I am paying attention to everything that's coming across news-wise and obviously any orders that are being given. And just let them know that I was trying to keep updated as much as possible on everything. I would keep them updated as much as possible, and that I was already looking at different scenarios and how we might address those should they arise.
Did any of those scenarios end up addressing what actually happened?
Well, worst case scenario is that we would close for whatever reason and just close down period, no business, you know, no employees working or anything like that. So we're not in the worst case scenario at this point. It's honestly not as bad as it could be. We are equipped for delivery, curbside carryout, and we can still actually do carryouts from inside if somebody wants to come in and pick up their order.
Okay.
So it's been kind of a learning curve for us because we have not done deliveries before or curbside pickup. So we are learning as we go, but everybody's been incredibly patient.
That's fantastic. That's very good to hear. So when the governor did announce, I think on, Sunday. Yeah, mm-hmm. My days are getting mixed up because I've been here every one of those days. When you first heard on Sunday, and I guess we heard that live on the radio as well Sunday, that I guess sort of the almost worst case scenario is happening, what kind of went through your mind?
A lot of things.
Yeah.
And a lot of disjointed thoughts. You know, I have tried to remain as calm as possible just because anytime you're in a panic, you're not going to do your best problem solving, damage control, and all of that. And I've got a staff of almost 20 people that depend on me. So I immediately started to go into, you know, problem solving mode and talked through scenarios with a couple of employees, how we could address this, you know, moving forward, what impact it would have, what we need to do to prepare. And, you know, there have been a lot of mixed emotions, a lot of emotions. And so, like I said, it's been a busy couple of days, and I hope it remains to be, you know, busy for the next 2 weeks. But lots to do, lots to plan for, lots to think about.
How have all the employees reacted? I imagine there were probably some that maybe assumed they might get some unscheduled time off, some that maybe, I would imagine, in some respects have to work even a little harder.
Yeah. When I talked to them last week before this order came down, I assured them that they were a priority for me, that nobody would be losing their jobs. But in the event that, you know, we would have limited hours or something like that, we will not be able to give as many hours to everyone as possible. I let them know that I would be possibly looking at different ways that they could help while we're open. You know, if we don't need their particular position at a certain time. So I think just having had that talk with them all last week, you know, I think they realized that the reality of it, you know, what the reality was, and that it, you know, it was just a matter of time before everything came to affect us as a whole. But they've been terrific. They really have. I've had some employees step up and volunteer to do different jobs. I've had some employees volunteer to take unpaid time off. They have all been very, very understanding and very supportive.
One of the things, and I don't know a lot about it, which I think I just outed myself and my knowledge of this whole situation by saying that, but one of the things that the governor talked about was trying to extend some form of unemployment benefits to a lot of people whose jobs were impacted by this outbreak and these closures and things like that. Is that a possibility for some of your staff?
It would be a possibility. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had a chance to fully look into what that means to us as a business, what that means for the employees, or, you know, how that actually translates. If it's just a loss of, you know, a certain amount of hours or, you know, total loss of hours. So mm-hmm. I will be keeping an eye on that. And I have had a couple of employees actually inquire about that.
Yeah, I imagine there are probably local and area people that can answer those questions. I imagine you've probably had to talk to a lot of people from the health department right on down through this, right?
We actually had our regular health inspection on, I believe it was Friday.
Oh, how convenient.
Yeah, so.
Tell me you passed, by the way.
We passed.
Good,
we did very, very well. but it was nice to have her come in. She gave us some materials that we were able to post for employees and for, at that time, guests about everything that's going on. And she was able to talk to us just about, you know, what we're doing, if there was anything that we weren't doing that we, you know, need to adopt, and we fell right into, you know, we're doing what we're always required to do. We're keeping up with everything and you know, taking it seriously, obviously.
Have you been or are you in touch with even other business owners, other bar or restaurant owners, or even others in the community?
Casually, yes. Yeah. Yes.
How are they handling it, do you think?
I think, you know, everybody, from what I've seen, has kind of stepped up and tried to adapt to the situation. We have a lot of businesses that are doing curbside pickup and delivery now that haven't done it before. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, for all of us, it's just a matter of, you know, we're doing what we need to be doing to, you know, not only take care of our business, but our employees. And I'm seeing a lot of people take new measures and try some new things, and we'll see how it goes. And the general public has really been fantastic.
Sure.
So, you know, I think they understand how hard this is on everybody, and they've just been great.
I imagine that it's probably a little too soon to tell, but I can see scenarios where businesses, when everything gets back even to normal, may consider some of these things that they were doing temporarily turning it into sort of a permanent thing. Do you think that has that crossed your mind at all?
It has, and I think it's just a matter of, you know, people are going to get comfortable in the next, you know, even though it's supposedly or right now only 2 weeks, they'll get comfortable with curbside pickup and, you know, getting delivery right to their office or their home. And that's, you know, when people enjoy something, you don't want to take it away. So it is definitely something that, you know, moving forward, we'll have to consider keeping in place.
Your thoughts on this, this whole closure thing came down, I think, basically as the governor said, okay, we told everybody to stay home from Chicago on St. Patrick's Day. They didn't. Now we have to shut the whole place down. I, you know, on the one hand, I kind of get it. But on the other hand, it awfully seems like I just got in trouble with Dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it did seem the timing was terrible for bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
It almost couldn't have come at a worse time when you look at St. Patrick's Day and New Year's Eve being two of the biggest bar holidays. Having spent thousands of dollars on food and alcohol to prepare for, you know, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday for us, and then to basically be told, you know, Tuesday's not happening, Monday you're shutting down early. It seemed extreme in one sense. I understand the perspective, but it definitely didn't come without some hurt.
So obviously it's safe to say, I mean, and this is a given, but we should probably just say it just to say it. This whole thing is a losing proposition for you. As much as you try to kind of provide some form of service to your customers.
It is, it's not a winning situation.
No,
for sure.
Certainly not.
We have had, yesterday we had a pretty strong day. And today we had lots of pickup and some deliveries, and it ended up being a pretty strong lunch. I'm sure that we'll kind of see some ebbs and flows over the next couple of weeks. But, right now we're operating on, I don't want to say minimal staff, but we're operating with the necessary staff, just nothing excessive. But, you know, as long as people continue to place orders, we will continue to fill them. And, you know, if we're the busier we are, the better.
I imagine that there are some businesses that obviously one smaller than yours that this is, I don't want to say decimate, but that's really what it could end up doing to them.
Everybody's situation is completely different. Mm-hmm. And, I would be incorrect to tell another business owner or even restaurant or bar owner to say that I know what they're going through, because everybody's situation is so completely different.
That said, what advice would you give to another business owner in a situation like this?
I think just do what we've done, is to, you know, stay calm and adapt and figure out what works for you, because we have the staff where we can easily do curbside, we can do delivery and things like that. Not everybody's equipped for that. So, you know, I think don't take on more than you're actually able to, you know, do well.
And for customers, you just probably want to just tell them to just be patient and work with us here, right?
Definitely. Be patient. You know, we've put in some brand new systems. And, you know, this is our first time trying some of these things. So, just be patient with us. We are doing the best we can. I've had several messages today saying that our phone lines were down. They are, in fact, not down. We have just had such an influx of calls that apparently people were getting out of service messages and dial tones, which is not what we want to hear.
I don't want to say it's a good problem to have,
right. So, I think just the patience and understanding is really important from them.
So if I were to call you and make an order of something that I need to take home and eat, and, mm-hmm. and for the record, I really don't like drive-thrus. I jokingly say that I like to see them screw up my order in front of me. But you know, there's a certain amount of comfort I have in seeing things being made and things like that. What's good? What should I order to take home that'll keep up when I get there?
Oh, well, today the big thing is corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, and forgive my bias for showing here, but man, yours was good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're very proud of it. We look forward to this time every year. We started serving it on Saturday, and we'll continue through today, possibly tomorrow as well. Right now that's the number one thing. I'd also add, we don't do pizza until 5 o'clock mm-hmm. every day, but we will be doing pizza during this time. All day long.
That's fantastic. And you have good pizza too, so you really can't go wrong with anything you have.
I don't think so, but
even if you can't sit down and eat it in the restaurant.
Correct.
All right, very good. Michelle Kim, owner of Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar here in downtown Galesburg, thank you so much for your perspective. I feel for you and the rest of the business community, and I think a lot of us do. And hopefully you'll make it because it's no fun sitting at home drinking the most expensive beer I can find alone.
No. We'll all definitely miss the social aspect of it.
There's a certain beer on tap at Cherry Street that I come in for despite its price. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying about that.
Quality cost.
Please drink responsibly. Michelle, thank you so much again, and good luck to you getting through this.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. I would say we'd have sports here, but really there isn't any. We'll have business news then when we come back on Galesburg's Evening News.